As the date approaches for the next U.S. president to be inaugurated, the FBI says it's working to identify and stop people who may be planning violence. According to an internal FBI bulletin obtained by the media, armed protests are being planned at all 50 state capitals. They're expected to start this weekend and continue through Inauguration Day on the 20th. The FBI has also identified threats to several government leaders. President Donald Trump has approved an emergency declaration for Washington, D.C. that was requested by the city's mayor. That'll bring additional government security to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. It's been a week since a riot broke out at the U.S. Capitol building as lawmakers were meeting to formally certify electoral votes from the November 3rd election. Some of the people in attendance of a massive rally in support of President Trump later marched to the Capitol and broke in, forcing a lockdown and the evacuation of government officials. Five people died in the violence, including one Capitol Police officer. And since then, U.S. social media organizations have been clamping down on the president and some of his supporters who've repeated claims that the election was fraudulent, even though courts have ruled there's not evidence of this to overturn any election results. Facebook and Twitter have banned President Trump from using their services altogether. So have Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitch. Another app named Parler, which calls itself unbiased social media and is popular with conservatives, has been banned by Apple, Google, and Amazon. That's pretty much taken Parler off the internet. The big technology companies say online statements by the president and some of his supporters could encourage more violent events like last week's riot. But a diverse group of critics says these companies are censoring political viewpoints that they don't agree with, and that it shows that Apple, Facebook, Google, and Amazon have too much power over speech. Parler is suing Amazon for removing the app from its cloud services.